tell you
just what
Resurrection morning. Come on, give the Lord some praise today. He's worthy of all of our praise. How many glad to be here today? Amen. Knowing that Jesus got up, we shall get up. Amen. Praise God. Praise Him. Oh, I praise Him. Come on, help me. Praise Him. Everybody, praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. Come on, let's praise Him. You ought to praise in the morning, yeah. Praise Him at noonday. Praise Him all day long. We just praise Him. Can you call Him? Jesus, blessed Savior, He worthy to be praised. From the rising, yeah, the sun unto the going down the same. I discover He's worth, yeah, Jesus is worth. He's so worthy, yeah, He's worthy to be praised. Lift those hands and cry out, praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise Him. Yeah. Praise Him. Let me just praise Him. Jesus. Jesus. Blessed Savior. The Lord, He's worthy to be praised. Come on, get happy about it. From the rising, yeah, the sun unto the going down the same. When I count all of my blessings, He's worth, yeah, Jesus, Jesus is worth. He's so worthy, He's so worthy, worthy to be praised. Let me just praise. Hallelujah. Oh, I praise Him. Yeah, Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him. Can we call His name? Jesus. Call it one more time, Jesus. One more time, Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus today. Hallelujah. Come on, He got up this morning. He got up in your soul. Amen. He put a spirit down inside of you. Make you want to clap your hands. Make you want to pat your feet. Make you want to say hallelujah. Make you want to say thank you, Jesus. Make you want to say glory. Come on, lift them. He's worthy today. He died on the cross for us. Bled and died. But He got up early in the morning. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Dr. Kimmel will come, lead us in prayer, and Reverend Kitchen will give us our scripture for the morning. Amen.
while you're here for a minute. Father, we want to come to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
This is another Easter Sunday. Your son got up and died for us on a rugged cross.
Thank you, Lord.
I heard him say, it's done. We want to say thank you, Father, for thank blessing you. Us another day.
Yes, Lord.
We might not even be, we're not even worthy, but it was your mercy and grace.
Yes, thank
then,
you.
Then, Father, you took us all week long. You blessed us over and over again.
Thank you, Lord.
Then, Father, you didn't just stop right there. You allow us to get up with our right mind this morning. Mm-hmm. And then, Father, you let us come out to the house of worship one more time. We just want to say thank you
thank
for this
you.
Great
thank
Easter
you.
Morning.
Yes.
Then, Father, we want to thank you for the one that you put in this vineyard right now, Father. We ask you to take him up to heaven and crown him from the top of his head all the way down to the bottom of his feet. We especially bless him right now, Father. We ask you to bless the first lady the same way, Father. We ask you to bless his children and his grandchildren, Father. We ask you to bless every preacher here under my wee, Father. Every deacon here, my Father. Bless the one on the instruments, Father. Bless the one in the choir. Bless the one on the door, Father. Bless the one here right now to hear your word, Father.
My
bless
Lord.
The one that want to be here and cannot be here right now,
Hallelujah.
Father. Bless the one that hear, listen at your this morning, Father. And Father, somebody needs you. Somebody in the hospital right now, Father. Somebody in the jailhouse, Father. We got even on the ballot for you right now, Father. We all need you right now, Father. In
Holy
the name
Spirit.
Of Jesus, Father.
Come
Father,
now.
Thank you for your allowing your son to go
yes.
die on that old rugged cross for us, Father.
Come, Lord.
And then he sit on the right hand of you, Father, and still plead our case.
Yes.
And through him, Father, you still give us mercy and grace, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We got so much to thank you for, Father.
Send your Spirit, Lord.
And thank you for sending your Spirit by right
yes.
now, Father.
Yes.
By new hope
yes.
that our pastor can give us a special word this morning, Father,
bless
from heaven.
Come
we know, Father, that you already gave him the word for us to soak down in our heart for our spirit right now, Father, so we can carry on further and further.
Bless Lord.
That we can go out and tell our brother and sister
yes.
that God is so good to us.
Holy
how
Spirit.
Your son sit on the right hand.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Plead
thank
us,
you,
Father.
Thank you.
We
thank
want
you.
To say thank you.
Yes.
We had 10 million tongues. We couldn't praise you and thank you enough.
Yes.
We say amen to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. If you would, as our parishioners enter in, please remain standing and turn with us to the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark, the 16th chapter. Amen. And we will begin reading there at verse 1. Mark, the 16th chapter. It's our scripture for the morning. We will begin reading at verse 1. And we'll give everybody time to be seated. Happy resurrection morning to everyone. Amen. What a wonderful day. Verse 1 reads, "And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, 'Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?' And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, 'Be not frightened. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. And there shall you see him as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. May God bless the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. We will now be blessed by our choir. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. There is none like him. Amen. None like our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Come on, give the Lord another hand clap of praise today. Amen. He's worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Want to give him all the honor and all of the praise, and to all of the reverend clergies in the house, to the officers, to the mothers, choir, usher, saints, and friends. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It's just so good, amen, to be able to come together and worship once again. Praise God. Thank all of those who are listening in to our broadcast today. We welcome you here also, amen, in the name of Jesus. But this is Resurrection Sunday. Amen. The day that Jesus got up. Praise God. And we come to worship him today. Amen. Amen. All right. We want to take this time and opportunity to thank all of those who spoke on Friday night for our seven last sayings of Christ on the cross service. We thank all of you that was able to come and be a part. Amen. Everyone did a great job, and we're so happy, amen, to have witnessed what the Lord done for us in his suffering on the cross and his last seven sayings. Amen. So again, we thank Reverend Kitchen for putting together such a wonderful program. Amen. We had a joyous time in the Lord. Amen. We thank those that was able to come out on yesterday and to help our children and be with our children. Amen. During their fellowship time on yesterday, we thank all of those who cooked and those who served. And so we thank our Sunday school superintendent and our youth advisor for putting together that outing on yesterday. So thank you so very much, Dick and Sam's and Sister Cassandra George. Thank you so much. And all of those that helped them. Praise God. All right. On next Sunday, please try and put this on your calendar and be a part. Our Friendship Association Congress will be having their annual service here next Sunday at 4 o'clock. Usually they have it on Saturday. Because of the pandemic, they had to sort of adjust things. So they're going to be having it next Sunday at 4 p.m. So if you're not doing anything, come back, amen, and be a part of our Association Congress program. God bless you. We thank you all once again for your tithe and for your offering. You've been a blessing. And again, we thank you so much for your attendance. And those who are just listening in online, we thank you, amen, for being a part of our services. All right, let us continue praying for our sick and shut-in. Amen. Sister Lola Jackson, who's recovering from her knee surgery. Deacon Eddie Hayes, let's keep him lifted in prayer as he goes through his medical situation. And Sister Javita Clark. Amen. And the Stewart family and all the rest of those that are on my sick and concerned list, let us please lift them in prayer. We have a thank you note here from the Core family. Amen. But though the words are simple, hope you know how much warmth and appreciations come with them. Amen. This is from the Core and Pearsall family. Amen. As you know, Mother Core had death in her family a few weeks ago, and they're thanking everybody for your cards and for your telephone calls and all the concerns you showed them during their time of bereavement. So please continue praying for that family. God bless you. Amen. If you're ready, we're going to have some more good music. Amen. Thank you.
precious than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. I'm born again, free from sin because of the blood. He paid.
message this morning. I've been born again because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, you ought to give some more praise for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, I want to look there at verses 5 through 7. Mark chapter 16, verses 5 through 7. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white robe, long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He's risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Verse 7 says, but go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter, and he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him, as he said unto you. Thank you so much. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege and for this opportunity to stand and say a word for you. Let your Holy Spirit come now. Take control of these lips of clay of mine. Use them for your glory. That your people might hear a word from heaven. That somebody might be saved. Somebody might be set free. Somebody might be delivered. Come, Holy Spirit. And everything we do today, we pray that your name will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I simply wanted to leave this message with you today, experiencing the resurrection of Christ. Experiencing the resurrection of Christ. Today, I want us to look at three principles from our passage today that, if followed, will lead us to experience the resurrection of Christ. First of all, pursue Christ alone. We look there at verse 1 and 2, and in verse 3 and 4, proceed beyond the obstacles. And then verses 7, 10, and 11, provide the resurrection message to others. In other words, share it with somebody else. Experiencing the resurrection of Christ, we seem, brothers and sisters, to keep Jesus crucified and dead and buried except 2 days of the year. That's on Christmas, when he's born, and on Easter, when he's raised from the dead. If that's what you think, allow me to change your mind about that. Let's look at this Resurrection Sunday. If you would imagine in your mind the pain almost of losing a son at birth. Imagine how difficult it was to have your hopes and dreams taken away. Then imagine how wonderful it was the day you took him home from the hospital. This was like the disciples who had all their hopes and all of their dreams die on the cross with Jesus. They gave up everything for Christ, and now they felt hopeless. You can imagine their joy when they met the resurrected Christ. We also can experience the resurrection of Christ just like Mary Magdalene and Mary the other mother of Christ and the disciples did. Let us look at the first principle for experiencing the resurrection of Christ in our hearts. First, pursue Christ alone. Amen. The Bible says, Mark 16, 2 and 3, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb when the sun had risen. One of the chief reasons for feeling stagnant in your relationship to Christ is that you pursue not the person of Christ, but rather what the person can give you. Your relationship becomes one comprise, amen, compromise when you will try to be good. And in exchange, Christ will do as you expect. But that is not how it works. If this is you, then slowly you find yourself disappointed and separated from Christ. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Christ, met the resurrected Lord because they pursued not what Christ could give them, but Christ alone. They just wanted to be with Jesus. Because of the Sabbath, the woman had to wait before they could do, amen, the work of preparing his body properly for burial. Very early, verse 2 says, the women could not wait another moment to be with Christ, to just visit his tomb. They left at sunset. Hallelujah. They did not know Christ was resurrected. They believed he was dead. They truly had nothing to gain but to pursue him anyway. They simply wanted to be with Jesus. Is there anybody here that simply just want to be with Jesus? Hallelujah. Amen. They wanted to be with him. They brought spices to anoint him. Amen. The ministry of the women continued beyond Christ's death. The disciples stayed home and wept. The women could not fathom the one they loved lying in such a gruesome state. They sought to cleanse the body of Christ and apply fragrance so he did not stink. Oh, brothers and sisters, if we would only take this to heart today, to give God everything that we got, to show him how much we really love him. What do you seek from Christ? Do you seek simply to be with Christ? Or do you seek the benefits that can be had through a relationship with Christ? Ultimately, the point that surfaced in these first two verses is that the woman met the resurrected Lord because they sought him simply to be with him. Amen. So today, do you simply want to be with Christ? Amen. So we see that the first principle for experiencing the resurrection of Christ in our hearts is to simply desire to be with him. Amen. Secondly, proceed beyond the obstacles. Notice there in verse 3 and 4, as the women was running toward the tomb, in the back of their minds was the obvious obstacle of the giant stone. Although they did not know how they was going to move the stone, they proceeded to the tomb anyway. Oh, look at this perseverance. Amen. Notice in verse 3, and they were saying to one another, who will roll away the stone from us, the door of the tomb. Amen. Obstacles gets in your way sometimes, but you got to learn to press your way. In the midst of your trials and tribulations, press your way. Because you know if you can just get to Jesus, amen, he can make everything all right. Obstacles preventing the women from being with Christ. Amen. It seems the giant stone will prevent them from the fulfillment of their ministry. But they continue because it did not matter. For them, if all they could do was put their face against the large stone and be in the place where Christ laid, it would be enough. If I can just get close to the master, amen, it would be all right. The women overcame the obstacles not through might, but rather through perseverance. They simply press toward Christ. I want to encourage somebody today, whatever your situation is, press toward Christ, because he has the answer. He will supply your every need. Press toward Christ. Obstacles overcome by God. Amen. Notice in verse 4, amen, the Bible says, and looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back, and it was very large. What the women found when they arrived at the tomb was that the stone had already been moved. I got news for you. If you keep praying, yeah, in the morning you'll find the stone already moved. Your obstacle will be out of your way, because they proceeded beyond the obstacles that stood in their way. They experienced the power of God in removing the stone. Yeah, I'm sure some of you remember Noah built the ark before it ever rained. When it started raining, God set them in the ark. Moses lifted up the staff, not knowing what God would do, as he did part the Red Sea. Now the women proceeded to the tomb with no hope of moving the stone, but found God had moved the stone out of their way. You ought to look at somebody and say, your situation might look hard right now, but if you can get close to the Lord, yeah, it will be removed. In order to experience the resurrection of Christ in your heart, you must proceed, amen, yeah, forward, regardless of the obstacles that seems to be in your way. Proceed to the obstacles of feeling. Proceed through the obstacles of short falling. Proceed through the obstacles of pain and suffering. Just go and try to reach Jesus. If you are willing to proceed beyond the obstacles, you will find that God will remove your every problem, your every situation. Whatever you are encountering, God's got it in his hands. Then as you, amen, peer into the empty tomb, you will see with your own eye, he is not here. He has risen. Yeah, today you will proceed forward toward Christ. Today, will you move toward the large stone and not run away from your situation? So we see that the first principle for experience the resurrection of Christ is in our heart. It's a simple desire, amen, to be with him. And secondly, you must proceed toward the obstacles. Sometimes we say, Lord, yeah, please move the mountain, but give me the strength to climb. I come by to let you know today that in the midst of your situation, just know that God has got your back, that he will be your strength, that he will be your hope. When we look at the resurrection
Christ provides the resurrection, that we must go and tell somebody about Jesus. Provide the resurrection message to everybody that's all around you. Let them know that where he brought you from, that one day he went to the cross, he bled, died for you and for me. And because of his blood, our sins have been washed away. As we look finally, we see the angels commanding the woman to go forth and share the good news. Tell somebody about the gospel of Christ, the resurrected one. But go tell the disciples and tell Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you. You need to share it with your brothers. You need to share it with your sisters. You need to tell somebody that the living God will wipe away the tears from your eyes. You need to tell them that your joy will be complete. 1 John 1:4 says, and we write this that your joy may be made complete. It is in the giving away that our joy is complete. Do I have a witness here? When you experience the resurrection of Christ in your heart, happiness began to move inside of you. You receive a message of hope. Jesus is on the main line. Just call him up and tell him what you want. For Jesus command us to share the good news. Jesus command us to share the gospel, not only because it is his means of living souls into restoration, relationship with him, but because it completes our faith as well. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it in the valley. Share it as much as you can to every person that you come in contact. I want you to imagine, brothers and sisters, if you would just share this word with somebody as you walk along this way, how you can enlighten somebody that Jesus will make a way out of no way. You need to tell somebody that Jesus got up. Is there anybody here that know that Jesus got up? Why did he get up? What would happen if he didn't get up? We would receive no forgiveness. Our sins would still be upon us. There will be no salvation. Our condition will be the same. We will rot in hell. If Jesus didn't get up, we will be speaking foolishness. If Jesus didn't get up, we will live a defeated life. If Jesus didn't get up, there will be no reason to live. But you gotta look at somebody and tell them, but he got up. Our sins are forgiven. We become a new creature. He got up. There'll be a better place. We'll have eternal life. He got up. We can tell somebody that Jesus got up. And because he did, I can't give up now. I can't give up now. Because I got double for my trouble. Because Jesus got up. You ought to tell somebody he got up. in my soul. That's why I can sing, because he got up. You ought to tell somebody, I can live because he got up. I got hope for tomorrow because he got up. You ought to run and tell it somewhere that Jesus got up in me. And because he got up, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. He turns my midnights into day. He makes my path way bright because he got up some glad morning. When this life is all over, I'll get up, I'll get up, I'll get up and meet him. I'll get up and meet him in the air, experiencing the resurrection of Christ. You got to meet him for yourself. You got to have a relationship for yourself. Then he can rise inside of you. And you can say, I'm more than a conqueror to Christ Jesus that strengthens me. You can tell that devil, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, because of his resurrection power. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap for praise today. I pray that he has risen inside of you, because he's promised, no matter what you're going through, he'll wipe all tears from your eyes. Weeping may endure for a night, but all joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Because he got up. Hallelujah. Let us stand to our feet. Amen. There might be somebody here today that's been depressed, that's been down. You've been trying all kind of things, trying to brighten up your day. I want you to know that Jesus is the light that you need in your life. But in order for you to experience that, you have to have a relationship with him. Will you let him get up in your life? Will you let his power change you? Make you brand new? If you're here today, we offer Christ to you. Come give me your hand and give God your heart. Let him get up in your life. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, God wants to do a new thing in your life. He wants to do a new thing in your life. But you've got to come. You've got to come to him. Like the women at the tomb, they just want to get to Jesus. You got to make up in your mind, I need to get to Jesus to be saved, to be delivered, to be set free. On this Easter Sunday morning, this can be your day to be saved today. Will you receive him as your personal savior? Come by letter, Christian Experience, Candidate Baptism. But if I were you, I would come. I would wait. I would wait. I would come. I would come. Maybe you're not here. Maybe you're in your homes, in your cars, wherever you might be. You can receive Christ for yourself Wherever you are, God is right there. Just pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. But don't wait. Tomorrow might be too late. Receive Him now as your personal Savior. Praise God. I'm going to ask if we can have one of those mics. Praise God. I'm going to ask Dr. Reed to lead us in our altar prayer. If she feels like coming down, she can. All right, she's coming down. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Amen. Good to see her. Good to see her. Yeah, it's been a while. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes, yes.
And his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I have set the Lord on my right side.
Yes.
I shall not be afraid.
Yes.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
For this privilege and opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
To just be in your presence.
Yes.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you.
For this is a day that you have made.
Yes.
And we will choose to rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, Lord.
For it is by your grace
mercy
that you look beyond our faults and supply all of our needs.
Yes, Lord.
According to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, if it had not been you who was on our side, where would we be? We thank you, Father, for your great love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You look beyond our faults and supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son and said, whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Father, on this resurrection day, you got Jesus up out of the grave.
Thank you.
With all power and authority in his hand.
Yeah.
You have seated him on the right hand side of you, the seat of honor and power.
Yes,
that he
Lord.
Make intercession for us every day, all day long.
Thank you.
For great are you, O Lord, and greatly to be praised. Your greatness is unsearchable.
Yes, yes.
We can't begin to imagine.
Thank you, Lord.
For you're God of all gods,
mm-hmm.
and your mercy endure forever.
Thank you.
You're Lord of lords,
hey.
And your mercy endure forever.
Yes.
You are King of kings,
yes.
and your mercy endure forever.
Thank you, Lord.
God, you are our shepherd,
yes.
and you said that we shall not walk.
Thank you, Lord.
For we walk by faith,
and
not by sight.
Yes.
In your awesomeness, God,
uh-huh.
you knew us before we were even in our mother's womb.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Predestined and ordained our days.
Yes, Lord.
God, because of your greatness, because of your mightiness,
uh-huh.
because you are our great physician,
thank you. Thank
you are our shepherd,
thank
our
you.
Lord,
thank
our
you.
Strong tower.
Mm-hmm.
We can run to you,
my Lord.
For you said, whoever dwells in the secret place of the Most High,
yes.
no plague shall come nigh unto us or
thank
to
you.
Our dwellings.
Thank you.
Now, Lord, bless everyone that is in this building,
yes, Lord.
Those who are listening, oh God,
mm-hmm.
bless especially those who have not accepted your Son Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Have mercy.
May they come at the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Healing themselves to you, oh God.
Uh-huh.
We thank you now for this privilege.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus on each and every one of us,
yes.
on our families, oh God. from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. Mm-hmm. The sole of our feet to the crown of our heads.
Now, Lord.
Chip our right hand and chip our left hand.
Now, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, we praise you.
Yes.
Because if you be for us,
yes,
who can be against us?
Yes, sir.
Great are you, O
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Lord, we ask a special blessing upon those two young men.
Yes, Lord.
Who have come now, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to strengthen them.
Touch them.
Bless
Lord.
Them.
Yes.
As they pray, study,
Hallelujah.
Read, meditate,
yes.
and memorize the word of God.
Yeah, Lord.
May they hide the word of God in their hearts.
Yes.
As we all do, O God,
mm-hmm.
that we be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Yes, Lord.
For we're in the world and we are not of the world. But
uh-huh.
thank you.
Thanks.
That because of your word, we can be transformed.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
For you are able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything that we ask or think.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we pray now that you continue to increase.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout this day,
yes.
we celebrate that it's not about us,
yes.
but it's always
hey,
about
glory.
You, Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Mm. Now, Father. Bless those who are sick or in the prisons, oh God.
Please, Lord.
Maybe they be in the prison of their minds, Lord. The prisons of their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they in prison in their homes.
My Lord.
Touch not, Lord.
Touch.
We're not going to send you to the hospital because you're already there.
Yeah.
And we, by Jesus' stripes, are already healed.
Uh-huh.
So we thank you.
Thank you.
We don't pray to receive victory. We thank you for the victory.
Thank you,
because
Lord.
Jesus said, it is finished.
Yeah.
It is finished. It is finished.
Yes.
Now we believe it and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Reed. You might be seated. Praise God. We thank God that doors of the church remain open. They are those who have come. Amen. On this Resurrection Sunday. Praise God. They sharp too, ain't they? Hallelujah. Amen. Let us hear from our clerk. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, y'all believe in Jesus? You believe he died to save your soul? You believe that he rose that you might have eternal life? How long are you willing to serve the Lord? All our lives. Praise God. All right. That's all he asks. That we give our lives to him. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. What church y'all want to join? All right. Amen. All right, I want you to bow your head and close your eyes and repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me that I might do your holy will. Amen. You're saved. Hallelujah. You're saved today. Amen. We will have baptism the first Sunday in May. Amen. We're looking forward. Amen. Because this would be the first baptism in over 2 years. Amen. Well, we praise God for you. Amen. If you would, go with our counselors, and they would give you some information. Deacon Core is up here. This is his grandson, so you know he's happy. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Again, we're happy to see Dr. Reed. Give her another hand for being here today. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Did not this choir sing today? Hallelujah. And our musicians, give them praise, amen. Amen. To all of our ministers, our officers, amen. To our ushers, we thank God for them tonight. Amen. I tell them we got the prettiest ushers in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Our sound technician, give them a hand. And give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely, lovely audience. Madam President, did you have something that you needed to say about the women? Or are you good? Okay. All right. Miss Jackie, you? Okay, darling. Miss Jackie. Okay. Look at her in her pink. Her husband dressed her real good, don't he?
Good morning, New Hope, Pastor, everyone. Again, we have our special occasion coming up, First Lady's 66th birthday. And we hadn't been able to celebrate the last couple of years with First Lady, so this year we are going to do our drive-by again for ones that are not in home church right now. And we're going to have a gift box out in the vestibule for in-house members. But we want to celebrate next Sunday, the 24th, right after the second service. We're going to give our little gifts for everyone that want to show their love and appreciation to First Lady. But we want to assure that we do appreciate all that she do behind the scene, because she does a lot behind the scene. So if we can all come out next Sunday, the 24th, to celebrate First Lady's 66th birthday. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. She keep having birthdays. She's going to catch up to me. Hallelujah. Let us stand as we get ready to go. We thank you so much for being here, and all of those that are listening into our broadcast, we appreciate you, amen, for being a part of our services. Amen. May God bless and God keep you. Amen. Is our prayer. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, amen, amen. Everybody say, everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, amen, amen. We'd like to say, if those of you that don't have anything to do at the 10:30 hour, our children will be saying their Easter speeches today. Amen. So if you would like to come and witness that, we invite you to come. Amen. All right, let's look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, amen. God bless you. Continue praising Jesus on this resurrection day. Hallelujah. Be blessed. We love you.